Blog Talk Radio.
Overwhelming, be encouraged. A table of blessing is being set for you. It's time to shape up and win. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions. I'm feeling the vibrations on this Motivational Monday. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow, I must say, and I hear this often from our global listening audience, that each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available on demand for your convenience in our on-demand library at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U, Inspired Media for You. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then we will open our lines up for your audience participation, which we truly do welcome your questions and your comments. It lends to a greater richness, which we absolutely love. And we want you to know that we invite you to interact at the appropriate time. We encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy. Chime right on in at the appropriate time. Well, you know, I must say I absolutely love Mondays. Can I say it again? I absolutely, truly, and sincerely love Mondays. And I love Mondays because empowering others is truly my God-given gift and purpose, the reason why I was created and placed on this planet. So any opportunity that I have, any platform that I have to pour into the lives of others, to add value into the lives of others, and to equip and empower someone on their journey, it makes my heart sing truly. And that's why I honestly say with great passion that I absolutely love Mondays. And I'm so happy that you, our global listening audience, that you are here with us, that you are sharing in today's Motivational Mondays installment, because it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and I wanted to share with you that SHAPE is an acronym that stands for S, Strategies, H, Heart, A, Attitude, P, Perseverance, and E, Execute. Because we work through in our SHAPE process, in our SHAPE series, we're working through different aspects from different points of view around the acronym of SHAPE. And this SHAPE acronym, we do have a live win shop that is also titled SHAPE, where we really dive in at a different level. But I want you to know that our SHAPE Up series here is to give you, again, a different point of view on different topics, different subjects, ultimately so that you would have more strategies in your toolbox, that you would constantly be assessing where is my heart and my passion, evaluating your attitude and making attitude adjustments as you need to, that you're getting tools that support you in your perseverance, that you continue to kick on your journey, and ultimately that you would execute on your vision. And so before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you, our global listening audience, take a quick moment. Invite someone to share in today's program with you. Please do that for us. Be a part of our legs and feet to expand our outreach. Let those social media juices flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Go old school. Send an email or a fax. I think you get the point. The bottom line is we're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I want you to know if you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets, laptops, whatever you need to capture the notes, you definitely want to grab them. And you want to grab it because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator Coach Adams, we are again in our Shape Up series, and we have a word from the Spirit. We have a word from the Spirit in these trying and difficult times. And the word is, and we're going to look at this very intimately and closely, a table of blessing. But before we jump in, I know I said that before, right? I want to share with you, allow me to highlight the rich content that has been shared over the past 6+ weeks that's truly relevant to the times that we're in, available for your convenience on our online on-demand platform, in our online on-demand library. Our 4-week installment on navigating through difficulty. If you missed it, oh my gosh, you truly did miss relevant information for this season. Navigating Through Difficulty was hosted March the 23rd through April the 13th, March 23rd through April the 3rd. Following Navigating Through Difficulty, we went into a 2-week installment on how to stay productive during difficult times. How to stay productive during difficult times, hosted on April the 20th and April the 27th. April the 20th and April the 27th. Last week we featured our special Ask Coach Adams episode. So again, I want to encourage you to visit our on-demand library at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Tonight on our Shape Up series, in our Shape Up series, we have a word from the Spirit, a table of blessing, a table of blessing. You know, it's interesting, as I was preparing for today's sharing, I was reminded of a journey that I took with my bishop, Bishop Kenneth C. Ulmer, in 2018. I had the amazing opportunity for the first time to go to Israel, and I took a journey in the footsteps of Jesus. And I remember we had this one particular session with Bishop Ulmer in what was named as the Valley of the Shadow of Death, the Valley of the Shadow of Death. And, you know, as I was processing around today's inspiration for you, this message came up in my spirit, and it was reminded because it, in my opinion, really connects with where we are at this particular time. You know, I can remember it with or without photos, this area where we were on the top of a mountain, and we were looking over this valley. And in a certain time of the day, there is a shadow that glooms over this valley, this shadow of darkness. And, you know, what's interesting is that I remember as a little girl, and I don't know about you, but before I realized what a shadow truly was, if I saw that shadow behind me, it would kind of get me like, oh, my God, what is that? What's happening? As a little girl, you see your shadow. And so many of us, we are in places of fear because of this, quote, unquote, shadow of darkness that is glooming, known as COVID-19 and the coronavirus. And please understand Coach Adams' heart. I'm not minimizing what we're dealing with. And notice I said what we are dealing with. Because as I've stated before, if you've been listening in, it does not matter where you are. Everyone, absolutely everyone, it doesn't matter your name. It doesn't matter your influence, your title. It doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter your size. It doesn't matter your economic background, whatever the case may be. None of that matters. It doesn't matter your culture. None of that matters. Everyone is processing through and navigating through this difficulty at different levels. So please understand that I'm not minimizing what we are dealing with globally, what's happening. I'm not minimizing it. But what I do recognize, and I want to bring a bit of hope to those of you that are listening in, because this shadow that is glooming, and it seems dark, and it seems scary, and it has stirred up so many different emotions in you, this valley of the shadow of death that we're facing at this time. And yes, the reality is that many have lost their lives. I'm not minimizing that. But if you are listening in, it means that you are still here. You are still full with purpose. And I want to encourage you that this shadow that is creeping, it's just creeping. It has no control over you. It cannot hurt you. But I understand that when we think about creeping of and this, you know, persistent following us. You know, I said as a little girl, oh, my gosh, there's a shadow behind me. Ah! It was scary as a little girl not knowing what it was. When you see your own shadow, you know, you go to movies, and in scary movies I know in the past that I've seen, they'll have a shadow, and it's scary, and it's gloomy. It's creepy. And this creeping is an act or practice of following persistently, persistently. So this shadow that is glooming above us, this shadow that's glooming over us that has caused great darkness, I want you to know that this shadow, it can't hurt me. It can't hurt us. It's creeping, but it can't hurt us. It does not have any power. But in our minds, and that's where the battle is, and you've heard me, for those that are regular listeners to Motivational Mondays, you know I have shared with you that the greatest battle, and it's interesting, I was speaking with a pastor earlier today, and we were talking about the battle in the mind. That's where the battle is. And so this creeping, this doom and gloom is in our mind. You see, the enemy brings that doom and gloom in our mind. But when we can step back and recognize that this shadow of darkness, this shadow of death has no power, even though I'm in the valley of the shadow of death. I'm in the valley. Psalms 23, and as I stated, this is a word from the Spirit. I trust that for those of you that may not be spiritual, that you'll still get the practical principles around what we're talking about today and embrace it. Take what works for you and utilize them. Be empowered. Be encouraged. Leave Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today in a different place of hope. You've tuned in because you need motivation, or you need to be empowered. You need additional tools in your toolbox. And I want you to know that I am committed to that process with you. And again, in our Shape Up series, we bring different points of view. And so we are bringing today this process that really helps us understand our attitude as we process and navigate through. Because how we view things, our perception will affect our attitude. And so I want you to know, if we assume and we have the weight and the heaviness as we're in this valley of the shadow of death, and each of us are facing this challenge, this difficulty, this crisis, if we feel like we're going to die in the valley, guess what? We're going to die in the valley. But if we know that this shadow cannot hurt us, if we really understand and have that heart felt belief that although I may be in the shadow, I'm in the valley of the shadow, it does not have power over me. And so I want us to understand that although we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, we walk through without fear. Unlike me as a little girl, when I would see my shadow, I would get scared. Oh, my God, what is that? It's coming after me. It's chasing me. The shadow of death. As a little girl, I didn't know. It's me. And the lighting, the way that it is, it's moving about. It can't hurt me. But now I understand that. And so I want you to realize, as we're going to really dive into Psalms 23, and I'm going to really break that down. Psalms 23, verses 1 through 6. Again, this is from the Spirit today. And this was so heavy on my heart, and I felt compelled. And I know it's a little bit different from Motivational Mondays, but nevertheless, it's still motivation. And again, this deals with state of mind, which affects our attitude and how we perceive things, our perception. And so verse number 1 tells us, the Lord is my shepherd. Not only is he my shepherd, but that I am lacking nothing because of who he is. And it's important to establish and set that tone, because here we're learning that God, the leader, as a shepherd, and a shepherd is a leader, a shepherd is one who loves us, who nurtures us, who is intimate with us, and who spiritually cares for us. A godly leader cares for us. A godly leader provides. And so when we're talking about the Lord is my shepherd, I lack for nothing. There's nothing that I need, nothing that I want, that he does not have for me, because he is my provider. He is the great provider. Even in this time of great uncertainty, and again, hear my heart, I am not minimizing what we are all processing and transitioning through, navigating through this difficulty. I'm not minimizing it. I have been affected as well. I am standing on this word with heartfelt belief that, yes, God, as the great shepherd, the leader that he is a provider, and he will provide for me. And so as we continue on our journey, because I'm getting to the point of where I started and we opened and said, a table of blessings. We're moving through this shadow, this valley of the shadow of death, but we're getting to that table of blessing. Verse number 2, he makes me to lie down. Isn't it interesting that all of us are, whatever you call it, some say, I'm quarantined. Some say, and I love this term that my bishop has, and I use it often, blessed in place. Others may say, I'm locked up. I love, and I, the only child in me, she goes into bear cub hibernation at any time. So for me, it's hibernation time. My apologies, I dropped my phone. But as I was saying, the bear cub goes into hibernation, all that passion that I'm speaking this message to you over. Hibernation, whatever you call it, quarantine, locked up, hibernation, whatever it is for you. The interesting thing is that each and every one of us, we are in a place of stillness. We're in a place where verse 2, Psalms 23, he makes me to lie down We're all in this place of stillness. We're all in this place of we should be getting more rest because the world around us at the max level has slowed down completely, and we're at this point of pause. Not only does he make me lie down, but he leads me beside quiet waters, still waters. And ultimately what that is saying is that this is a place of rest. This is a wonderful, beautiful place of rest. So although I'm in the valley of the shadow of death, God is with me. He's my provider. The Lord is my shepherd, and I should not want for anything. When we recognize that, it doesn't mean that we won't have some challenges and some struggles and some difficulty. But nevertheless, our needs will be met, regardless of the challenge, regardless of the difficulty. And so it's important to understand that. Verse number 3 tells us, he refreshes my soul. He refreshes my soul. He guides me down that right path. And that's very encouraging because, again, God, as the leader and the shepherd that he is, he confidently not only leads me through, but he renews and he restores. He guides and he directs on my journey. And so although I'm in this shadow, guess what? I am there with the one that is the great provider, the shepherd that is the great provider, the shepherd that gives rest, the shepherd that confidently leads me through, the shepherd that renews and restores, the shepherd that guides and directs. And verse 4, even though, as we've been talking about, walking through the darkest valley, the shadow of darkness, the shadow of death, guess what? There is no fear. I have no fear. I will not fear evil. Why? Because God is with me. And I want to encourage you, as I encourage myself right where we are today, to know that God is protecting us and will protect us. Not only is he with us and he will protect us, not only is he providing for us and giving us rest and confidently leading us through, not only is he renewing and restoring and guiding and directing, but he is protecting. He corrects and he comforts. So in this season, one of the things that I absolutely love, and I've been sharing this with individuals that I'm coaching, individuals that have been a part of my roundtables, my mastermind roundtables, my private masterminds, I'm sharing with them. Identify what are you learning about you in this season? Because in the midst of all of this, there's some great opportunities for awareness and correction if we stay open to see and hear. Don't go unconscious right now. I know it's easy to go unconscious. Believe me. I know it's easy and we're tempted to put our heads in the sand like the ostrich. I know it. Believe me. I get it. Know that I'm not so high in the clouds that I am not anchored in understanding what we are all navigating through and navigating through difficulty. I get it. I recognize it. I understand it. It's not easy. It's not easy. But the one thing that I've grown to know to be true is that it's not easy and we won't minimize it. It's not an easy journey. But I must not go conscious despite the difficulty. I can't go unconscious because the journey will be even that much more difficult when I go unconscious. I have to keep my hands on the wheel. I may say, Jesus, take the wheel, but I have to keep my hands on the wheel. I have to keep the car, figuratively speaking, off of autopilot, off of cruise control. This is not the time because I need to stay aware, awake, alert, adapting and adjusting as I need to in the midst of navigating through this difficulty. Understanding that the Lord is my shepherd, and I will not want for anything if I stay in rhythm and connected and bonded with him. Yes, this is a time where he has made us all, he's giving us all this opportunity for rest. Rest is a good thing. Many of us are so depleted that we need some good rest. And so now you're in a position where you're getting that rest so that when we are going to all be at the starting line at the same time, and many of us are seeing that now with the soft openings in different cities, things are starting to open back up. The question is, when you are in that position and it's time for you to go, are you going to be exhausted because you didn't rest at the time in which you should have been resting so that you can do what you need to do to make it happen and be faithful in that journey and that process? But if you don't allow yourself to get the rest, you're going to be exhausted, weary, tired. So understand that, again, God is the great shepherd. He provides for us. He gives us rest. He confidently leads us. He renews and restores us. He guides and directs us. If you're struggling with, okay, where do I go from here? Oh, my God, I don't even know. Know that he will guide and direct you as you're dealing with this shadow. And stay mindful that this shadow, it cannot hurt you. And I can't emphasize that enough because it's important for us to understand that this creeping shadow, it can't hurt us. And once we get that fixed in our mind that it cannot hurt us, we will navigate through this season of difficulty differently. Our attitude will be different as we stick and move, as we adapt and adjust, as we do what we need to do. We'll do it from a greater base of confidence, knowing that God is leading me. So we trust his leadership as the shepherd. As we continue on, we just wrapped on and did a recap from 1 to 4, verses 1 to through 4 of Psalms 23. And I want us to now get to this place of today's topic. A table of blessing, a table of blessing. And so I want you to understand, and again, we're coming from the spirit this evening, a little different point of view for Motivational Mondays, but I am a spirit being. I have a relationship with Christ, and this was pressed on my heart for each and every one of us because I understand the struggle and the challenge. And as I was sharing, when I had the opportunity to go to Israel and overlook this valley of the shadow of death, it was very interesting because at a certain time of day, as I stated, this valley becomes really dark. And it's creepy-like. And right now we have this glooming because of all of what's happening. But Psalms 23, and this is one of my favorites, and wanting to break this down, it was so pressed on my heart for Motivational Mondays today because we're looking at my attitude as we talked about our Shape Up series and our acronym for SHAPE, that the A stands for attitude. And our attitude determines how do I navigate through this world, through the circumstances, through the crisis, through the difficulty, through the stuff. How do I navigate through the stuff? And so we learned that in Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. And what I want us to stay mindful of is that a shepherd is a leader. So God, as a great leader, as our shepherd, who loves us, who nurtures us, who wants to be intimate with us, and spiritually cares for us. He is our godly leader that will provide for us. And so in verses 1 through 4, we've already learned that he is the great provider. So even though I'm in this shadow, this valley of the shadow of death, this valley of the shadow of great darkness, God wants us to be encouraged and know that I'm your shepherd. I am your leader. I'm the great leader of all leaders, and as your shepherd, I will provide for you. It doesn't matter what they're saying about the economy. I'm not minimizing it. Please hear my heart. As I shared and have been sharing with our global listening audience, very transparently, I have been affected financially, economically by the circumstances. Everyone has had calendar events canceled, which meant resources or whatever it may be. So we're all in a struggle and a press at different levels. Everyone's not in a great press, but what I want us to understand is that right now we're all in a level of valley, a valley experience, where we're embracing and embarking upon truly a structural change. Because the world as we knew it before, it is and continues to shift. Many things, the way that we did them before, we will not continue to do them. And so we must understand that the shepherd, our great leader, he's our provider. He will give us rest. And verse number 1 tells us he's our provider. Verse number 2 of Psalms 23 says he will give us rest. Right now we're all in a place of rest, of being still, of being quiet. Privately in our homes or with your family, be it quarantine, locked up, shut in, hibernation, whatever you call it, we're all in a place of rest. But this is what we need to understand. Verse 3 shares with us that confidently God leads us. And so regardless of what's happening in the world around us, and again, I'm not minimizing the impact. I'm not minimizing the significance of what's going on. But I want you to examine your heart to know, what is God saying to me? Because just because the sky is falling for other people, it doesn't mean that the sky has to fall for you. It doesn't mean that. When you are in relationship with the great shepherd, he's got you. Psalms 23, 1 through 6 tells us, I've got you, my sons and my daughters. And so as we look at verse number 3, he confidently leads us. He, in addition to confidently leading us, he renews and restores us. You know, it's interesting today, as I was studying and preparing, I was sitting on my patio, not a great view, but just being outside and getting a little bit of the sun's rays and, you know, out in the atmosphere. And I was sitting there having some time quietly in worship, and I was like, wow, this is so rich. I am feeling renewed and restored. If you're not feeling renewed and restored at this time, you're not taking advantage of this season of rest. I'm not saying go to sleep and sleep all day. Don't misunderstand. But we have all gotten to that place of pause where we're not into that hecticness of where life was before, the fast pace and the hustle and bustle and constantly moving. Now is the time in this season to maximize this season of rest that we have been given, this season to be still, this season to press in, to really dig in on your vision, to dig in on your goals. Maybe this is the time for you to write the book that you've been waiting to write, that screenplay. Create the business. Allow yourself to set the structure, whatever that may be. But there is something that should be birthed in this valley for you, this valley experience that we're all going through. And again, because the shadow is glooming, the shadow may be creeping, but it has no control over you because of your shepherd who's providing for you, who's giving you rest, who's confidently leading you, who renews and restores you. He's guiding and directing you. You know, interestingly enough, when we are quiet and still, this is when God will speak to us. And so as I'm processing through the Win International Coach Adams brand, I'm like, okay, Lord, where do I go from here? Because the last thing I needed in the natural was a COVID-19, full-time entrepreneur. I'm not sitting on a big nest egg of resources, but nevertheless, I can say with great joy and peace that God is sustaining me in the midst of this valley experience of darkness. Why? Because he's my great shepherd. And that's what I want you to get and understand, that he wants to be your great shepherd as well, that he will guide and direct you. He'll tell you who to call, who to connect with, how to do what you need to do to navigate effectively during this season of difficulty. And then we look at the title of today's installment of Motivational Monday. Brings us to Psalms 23:5. And I was laying a foundation and setting everything up for us, and it brings me such joy and excitement. A table of blessing is being set for you. You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, how do you get that? A table of blessing is being set for me? Well, it says in verse 5 that he prepares a table. When I think of a table being prepared, I think of someone laying out the beautiful linens. Not only are they laying out the beautiful linen, but they're bringing out the fine china, and I love to entertain, and so I can really appreciate this. And I share this illustration whenever it applies because it is so important. I know I've given you an illustration such as this when I was talking about don't entertain negativity. But now we're talking about that God, the great shepherd, he's saying, I'm preparing a table for you. And so when I think about this preparation of this table and all that goes into preparing to entertain for me and set this table for me, this bountiful table, that takes me to blessings. He is going to bless you. Do you know that in the midst of adversity, there is opportunity for those that would see it? Everyone is not struggling. You know, it's interesting because when this whole thing started about over 2 months ago now, I remember sharing with my mentor, Al Hollingsworth of Boston Movement. I was out on a normal shopping day, and some of you have heard this story, but it still applies to what we're talking about. And I was out on a normal shopping day, you know, have a little list, and I'm getting what I need to get. Toilet paper was on my list, a basic item, and yet there was scarcity. I had to go to 5 different stores before finding what is a basic necessity. And I remember having this private conversation with my mentor, and I was like, oh my gosh, I had to go to 5 stores just to find toilet paper. And he reminded me that, you know, we manufacture toilet paper. And he said, there is no scarcity. There is no scarcity. As a matter of fact, we're hiring more people because the demand is so great. Why do I share that with the context of what I'm talking about? That in the midst of a crisis is opportunity. Some people are flourishing right now. And I know for many of you, it's hard to wrap your mind around that because of all of the devastation that we've heard. But in the midst of all of that, God says, I'm setting a table for you. I am preparing a table for you. And this table has blessings. Not only does this table have blessings, but I am anointing you for this season. We are being anointed for this season. Why? So that our cup will overflow. So now, not only do you have enough for you, you have more than enough so that you can bless others. And I believe that in this season, God is going to do such a work that those that are believers, those that are in relationship with him, because he is the great shepherd over your life, because he is without question providing for you, he gives you rest, he's confidently leading you, he renews and restores you, that he is guiding and directing you, that he protects you, that yes, in the midst of all of that, he corrects and he confronts us, comforts us. Talked about that in our first part of the show, that it's okay. What are you learning about you? I'm learning things about me in this season, but they're great opportunities to come out on the other side better. This is a season for us to come out better on the other side, not bitter, which many, unfortunately, they will come out bitter, but this is about coming out better on the other side. And so, yes, he's feeding us, verse 5, setting the table for us, and he is anointing us, I believe, for a time such as this. Why? So that he can furnish everything that we need. And verse number 6 tells us that goodness and love follow me all the days of my life. That when I am focused on the good shepherd and the purpose, the assignment that he has called me to, I may be in the valley of the shadow. But guess what? It has no power over me. And that's what I want our global listening audience to understand and know, that this power, that this shadow, this creeping of this shadow that we feel like, oh my gosh, like when we were little kids and we thought, oh my God, this shadow is chasing me. It has no power. In the midst of all of that, if we stay anchored in our source, he, as our shepherd, great protector, he's saying, you're going to make it through. And guess what? When you get on the other side, I have a table that has been set for you. I have blessings that are here for you. Why? Because I've anointed you. And so on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as you know, my desire is that you would chime in for this hour of empowerment and that you would be able to go back and be in a better position to win. And you may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I winning at? You don't understand what's going on. You're working your vision. You're working it now. Win. Work it now. You're working your vision so you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dream. Wow, it is amazing how quickly time flies by. Lost track of time. We have a few moments left in today's programming, and I want to take this opportunity to open our phone lines up For those of you that may want to interact with us, this is the time when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-16-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We have a few moments left in today's programming, and we would love to hear your thoughts. What are you taking away from this table of blessing from the Spirit in the midst of this trying time to understand that as you stay connected with the Great Shepherd, that He is providing for you. He's giving you rest. He's confidently leading you. That He's renewing you. He's restoring you. He's guiding and directing you. That He is protecting you. That, yes, He will correct us, but He also comforts us. So He's not just correcting us in this season, but He's comforting us in the midst of what may be revealed so we can grow and be better on the other side. He's feeding us. And He's giving us a bountiful meal. He's entertaining us with this beautiful table that He has set before us, filled with blessings for us to receive in the midst of this valley of the shadow of death. But there is no evil. It can't hurt me. An illusion, you know. I mean, not an illusion, but it's kind of like a mirage. It's there, but it has no power, is what I want to say. Again, when I was in Israel and we were looking over this valley, it was amazing because at a certain time of the day, yes, there was this darkness glooming that if you didn't know any better, yes, you would be creeped out by it. But it had no power. And it only gloomed and came over this shadow for a season, for a moment. Know that life is about seasons, and all seasons are subject to change. And so I want you to be encouraged that a table of blessing has been set for you. And not only that, that goodness, God's goodness, oh, verse number 6 closes us out, with God's goodness and love will follow me, will follow us, will follow you all the days of your life. Not some of the days, not one or two of the days, but all of the days of our lives. And so I want us to be comforted in knowing that as we dwell in His house forever, we are blessed. And so take this opportunity to count your blessings. This table of blessing that has been set for you. Count your blessings. And I'm reminded when I say that of a song by my spiritual mom, Hattie Hollingsworth, Count Your Blessings. And that is such a great testament to understanding in this season, we have to count our blessings. I know there's a lot lacking. I get it. Millions have lost their jobs. I understand. It's a trying time. Millions are trying to figure out, how am I going to keep maintain my shelter? Well, God is saying, as your shepherd, I will maintain the shelter that you need. I can't tell you how God is going to do it all. I can't. I can't tell you that for myself. I can't tell it for you. But what I want to encourage you in knowing that He will take care of you. I truly believe that. I truly not only believe it, I'm living it, I know it to be true, that He will, in the midst of it all, He will sustain you. We may not have all of what we want. We may not. That's the reality. But He promises that He would meet our needs. And so if we can just trust that despite the economy, despite what's going on, God is a great shepherd. He's saying, I'm preparing a table for you, and I've anointed you. And so I want to really challenge you, our global listening audience, to work your vision now, that there is an anointing on you for such a time as this. Finish that book. Write that screenplay. Work on that invention. Establish that business, whatever it may be. Now is the time. I want you to know that I have a host of resources available for you, Full Circle of Empowerment, and I have a great mastermind opportunity coming up for you, how to turn adversity into an advantage. How to turn adversity into an advantage. A 6-week private mastermind starting on May the 21st. If you would like additional information concerning this mastermind roundtable, this is an amazing opportunity for those of you that are trying to figure out, okay, Coach Adams, I don't know where to go with all this adversity. Help me. I need some help. This is exactly what you need, and it's a wonderful opportunity for you. And so if you want more information, give our team a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Or you can email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. In addition, because I do have a Full Circle of Empowerment available for you, one-on-one coaching, I would tell you this is the perfect time to join in a one-on-one coaching partnership. Now is the time. Why? Because a coaching partnership walks alongside with you, keeps you focused in the midst of. I don't know about you, but it's hard to stay focused, right? We talked 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago now. We did a 2-week series on how to stay productive in the midst of difficulty, in time of difficulty, how to stay productive. Because navigating through this difficulty, navigating through crisis in general, and I want you to know, this is the thing. Do you know this is not the first time we've dealt with a crisis? Crises are common. I pause for us to process that. A crisis is common. Again, I'm not making light of what we're dealing with, but the reality is that we've dealt with crisis before, and I want you to be encouraged to know that this too shall pass. But what is key is, what are you doing in this in-between time, this point of pause, this point of rest that we're all in at this time? Are you maximizing, leveraging this time? And that's why it's great conviction that now may be the time for a coaching partnership. And you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, I'm just trying to figure out how my basic needs are going to get met. Coaching is a luxury. How am I going to afford that? Give our team a call. I have an amazing promotional special that I'm doing in this season because it's about adding value and being able to support with the resources that I have available. So, again, give our team a call. We are here to support you. You want more information about how to turn adversity into an advantage, private mastermind starting May 21st, or one-on-one coaching partnership. We're here for you and want to support you. I want you to know that we have some rich content in this season that is so relevant with these difficult times. If you have missed Navigating Through Difficulty, that was a 4-week series that we did. Visit our on-demand library for your convenience at any time, along with How to Stay Productive in Difficult Times. Last week, we had our Ask Coach Adams. Very powerful time. Some great questions were asked during that time. You may get some great insights. And, of course, today we talked about the Table of Blessing. It is amazing, as I stated before, how quickly the time simply flies by. Let's be reminded as we close out today, what did we learn from this time of sharing from the Spirit and Psalms 23? Well, we learned that God, as the Great Shepherd, that He loves us, that He is here to nurture us. He wants to be intimate with us. That intimacy means He wants to be in a personal relationship with us. He wants to be bonded with us. And we have to spend the time to grow in that place of intimacy and that spiritually cares for us. He doesn't want us to be the same that we were yesterday, today. He wants us to continue to grow And as the Great Shepherd, he's on the journey with us, and he's here to lead and provide for us. So we learned that in addition to all of those various things that the table is being set for, that we have a great provider who's going to give us rest, who competently leads us, who renews and restores us, who guides and directs us, protects us, who corrects and comforts us, feeds and anoints us, that he loves us. He loves us. He furnishes permanent shelter for us, all in the midst of, get the scene, in the valley of the shadow of death. This is the promise. I want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We invite you to join us on next week and weeks there following. We thank you for your loyal and faithful support. I want to leave you with this. I coach and you win.